Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing easy ways to make a difference. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing easy ways to make a difference. So I always suggest you try to improve yourself every single day. You want to be a better person today than you were yesterday and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. But one of the main excuses I hear people saying when they don't want to begin this journey is that they believe it is too hard, it is too difficult to make a significant difference in their life. And I'm here to tell you today that there are easy ways where you can begin to make a difference straight away to your life. And I'm going to be giving you three ideas, three concepts, three things I suggest you implement straight away in today's podcast. So let's get straight into it. And number one is write down your positive traits. So if you were in a position in your life where you were not feeling your best, maybe you've been dumped, maybe you are moving through your life without really any main goal in mind at the moment, you just need to be trying to focus on what makes you a great person. You need to be raising your self-esteem, because sometimes we can become lost in our life. As I said earlier, you know, this might be because you've gone through a breakup, or possibly you were just feeling a little bit lost. You just don't know where you're going in this world. Okay, get a piece of paper, get a pen, and write down your positive traits. Think about all of the things you do which make a difference in the world. Okay, think about all of the reasons why somebody could and should like you. Write down those positive traits and read them out loud to yourself. Understand what makes you a great person, and this will really help your self-esteem. Additionally, if you feel that you are not writing enough traits down, you will easily see potential gaps of what you need to work on. So not only will this give you a self-esteem boost, it will also enable you to understand where you need to fill in the gaps in your skill set to become a better person. So now let's get into point number two. And number two is go on 2 extra walks a week. So it doesn't matter how many walks you currently go on a week. Maybe you walk 3 or 4 times a week already. Maybe you never go for a walk. What I'm saying is that if you go for 2 extra walks a week, you will significantly improve your health and fitness after a sustained period of maintaining this. Now, this could be, for an example, maybe you drive to work and all of a sudden you realize you don't really need to drive. You know, you could easily still walk that distance. Maybe that could be an example of how you decide to do this twice more a week. Or maybe you will be incorporating it into your personal life away from work. You know, maybe you're just going to be making it more of a leisure activity. Maybe you're going to be doing it with your friends. Maybe you're going to be going on dates with people where you're walking. Whatever decision you make on this, just make sure that from now on, you are going on 2 extra walks a week. It will really help with your health and your fitness, okay? It will help you manage a more sustained, safe and healthy weight. It will also really allow the whole of your body to improve in various ways. I mean, just going on a walk is going to give you that boost of endorphins, positive endorphins, which make you feel better about yourself. Additionally, if you're doing this during sunlight hours, it will be helping you get more natural vitamin D. All of these things are positive for you. And that is why I suggest if you go on just 2 extra walks a week, you will begin to notice a difference probably within a few weeks of doing it. You know, by the time you've done this for a month, you'll be noticing the difference, I am sure. If you make sure that this becomes a new part of your routine, a new part of your life, then you will see the differences very quickly. So I just want to say as well, when I'm getting into this whole concept of things you can do which make a difference, if you want to use a real easy way of making a difference to my videos, my live streams, my channel as a whole, please consider subscribing and ringing that bell. Okay, 70% of my viewers are not subscribers. If you are enjoying my content, if you enjoy my podcasts, if you enjoy my live streams, please consider subscribing and ringing that bell. It's very, very easy. It's a very easy way to make a big difference for me. So if you really enjoy my content, please consider subscribing and ringing that bell. So now let's get into point number three and the final idea I'm going to be giving you in today's podcast about what you can do, which is easy, to make a difference in your life. And that is, learn how to cook something new. Now, if you really want to get into this big style, you might want to be setting yourself a target of maybe learning something new to cook every fortnight, every couple of weeks. That could be a really great goal. But initially, at least, let's just do one. Just learn one new thing to cook. So if you have got no knowledge at all of cooking, if you have no skill set at all, then just start off with something very, very simple. Very, very simple indeed. But just allow yourself to learn how to cook. Anybody can do this. Okay, there's enough information online. You can obviously get cookbooks as well. You could ask friends or family members to give you some advice. Learn how to cook. It is very beneficial for you. Not only will it help you live yourself without having to order food in necessarily, whether, you know, without having to order in a takeaway or something. You know, if you learn how to cook something with basic ingredients, you will be someone who is standing on their own 2 feet more. But additionally, okay, it can really help with your relationships. It is really an important skill set to have. If you are single and you want to try to get into a relationship, if you was broken up with and you want to try to get your ex back, or if you're trying to meet somebody new, being able to cook something is really beneficial. It's a fabulous skill and it can be very romantic as well. So maybe you know how to cook a few things. If that's the case, learn something a little bit more extravagant of how to cook. Okay, look wherever you are and try to improve from there. And as I said, if you want to really put this into your routine, learn something new every couple of weeks. Okay, but if you're starting from scratch, just learn one thing new. Learn one new thing how to cook, and you will be improving yourself in an easy way. Because as I said, it doesn't matter what you are learning to cook. As long as you are learning something new, that is an improvement. And it could be something very simple. You've got online resources, you've got cookbooks, you've got friends and family who can help you. There are no excuses. Learn. Practice makes perfect. It's not going to be the most perfect dish in the world the first time you try to make it. Do it a few times and you will really have improved yourself by learning this. So if you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.